wondering, yeah, that's what I was like. I was trying to figure out where we started when we went down this road.
Oh, well, the journey began with Big Fatty's huge balls.
Oh, that's right.
And then it led to Salty something and then Crystal.
Oh, and
then,
doing Crystal, yeah, and drugs and drink. Okay, got it. Okay, now I know where we... Okay. So yeah, big balls.
The gift that keeps on giving, apparently.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Oh, well, the journey began with Big Fatty's huge balls.
Oh, that's right.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2941 of the BFO for Wednesday the 8th of May 2019, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
I've got a Hat Arena update and some voice letters. Yes, be ready.
Hello.
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 Oh, hello, Barney.
Hello.
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 Bonjour.
Hi.
How you doing there? Yellow.
Hello!
Hello.
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 Yo, yo.
Hello.
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 Hello, memory laners. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, y'all, that is, that's the, one of the old voice letter. What am I trying to say? Be ready. I'm trying to say that's one of the former voice letter bumpers. So y'all, you know, it's Memory Lane month. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, you're memory laners because of that. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I did not see any reports of wildfires in Walnut Hills from the number of candles on the old gal's cake. So y'all, that's good. Next year we may not be quite as lucky, Big Fatty. But anyway, y'all, I think we just need to move the show forward. Big Fatty, aren't you going to mention anything about Lurker Week? Well, it is still Lurker Week, and hadn't been a single damn lurker participate. Big Fatty, they're afraid. They are afraid to de-lurk and just say I'm de-lurking and bye bye now. And the week is young. No, it's not, Big Fatty. It's half over. Yeah, I see y'all. Monday, things were they were okay. I said I was with my mother. Yeah, she's still spending most of her time sleeping. Yes, Big Fatty, it sounds like you've got that trait yourself. It's true. She was down for the count early. She did eat a little bit of supper, not much, but she did eat a little bit. It was the chicken pot pie, and she loves the chicken pot pie, and some fruit, and so she had, no, it was chocolate cake. Yes, Big Fatty, she loves the chocolate cake. She loves anything chocolate. And Big Fatty, I'll tell Joe in Dallas. Y'all, I came in on Tuesday morning, and y'all walked in the room, and she had ripped her covers off and her hospital gown, so she was completely naked when I walked in. And y'all, that's not a good way. It's not a good way for the day to start. So we gouged our eyes out and covered her up and everything, and sat with her for a little while, and the Brofkas came, and she ate some fruit, and y'all, she's been doing a pretty good job of drinking her water, you know, because they've taken her off the IV, that's a good thing, and And yo, then the physical therapy girl came in, and my mother's not real cooperative. I mean, she's not fighting it, but she's just not participating. But y'all, they got her to sit up in the chair in the room. Big Fatty, was it a special chair? And it is not a special chair. Yes, Big Fatty. But she sat up in it and fell asleep with it. And y'all, then she's been kind of asleep other than that. Yes, Big Fatty. It's even better on Double Zoloft. It's true. It's just a yes. Tuesday night. No, wait a minute. That's not right. Monday night. Middle brother invited me over to his house. His wife is out of town. So he invited me over to his house, and y'all, he cooked a steak, a fillet mignon on the grill, and y'all, I had had some lunch, and I wasn't real hungry, but y'all, a grilled steak sounded delicious. Y'all, it was probably about 2 inches thick, and y'all, it was just lovely. Had some little potatoes with it, and he had offered me a salad, but I declined. Yes, Big Fatty, don't want to get any green vegetables, anyway, and we had a glass of wine, and I slept okay once I went to sleep on Monday night. Y'all, by the way, the quiz programs over here on the Buzzer TV, y'all, they showed an episode of the Match Game, and y'all, you know how everybody had their almost like an assigned seat on the Match Game. Well, y'all, this episode that was on was the first time Brett Summers appeared. You know, she used to sit by that Charles Nelson Reilly, the old gal's friend. Y'all, this was her first appearance before she became a regular, and she was sitting on the bottom row closest to Gene Rayburn, and nobody really knew who the hell she was. So, you know, she's Jack Klugman's ex-wife, and so, y'all, it was just kind of interesting to see that. And y'all, there was another episode where Richard Dawson, who usually sits in the center on the bottom, was sitting in the center on the top. So, y'all, it's just and Gene Rayburn didn't have his signature skinny microphone in these. He wore a lavalier. This was Match Game 73. And y'all, then on two, I say Tuesday, y'all, my cousin, who's a year older than me, and my middle brother, we all went to lunch. Oh, we went to a place called Bad Daddy's. Beef Fatty Bad Daddy Burger Bar. I think it's a chain, but y'all, it was really pretty good. And y'all, they had tater tots. And any place that has tater tots, Big Fatty is going to be A-OK with Big Fatty. And so, y'all, other than that, I see that the two, I say, Tuesday little show posted just fine. Y'all, I eventually had to go over to my middle brother's house and park out in his driveway and steal his inner tubes to be able to upload the little show. So, y'all, that's what I'm going to plan on doing for the rest of the little shows this week. Yes, Big Fatty!
Oh, you big fat thing. You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big
Fatty. Oh, Big Fatty, we need to tighten that up.
Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Princess Hannah. No kvetching about my fan, because the fan is actually off and we are running the air conditioner now. Yes, I know we haven't even hit May yet, but I have my air conditioner in my window and I don't give a shit. Tonight is not only clean nightgown night, it is clean sheet night, clean mattress pad night, and even clean comforter night. Like, I stripped my bed and washed everything. Had a hell of a time at the laundromat because it was just hot and bad, and I had to plead with Jordan to come and rescue me. But, yeah. So, I hope all is well. I do not have any CVS receipts at the moment. And I hope your mother's doing well. Do we have a segment of Big Fatty, How's Your Mother? Or is that copyrighted by somebody else?
Trademark Vera Charles.
All right. Love you. Bye.
Dear Heck, I see y'all. That, of course, is Princess Hannah. And Princess Hannah, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. And the mother report, that, you know, all of those trademarks that used to exist about a year ago, y'all, they've all gone into the public domain. So, I guess what you're asking me is, how's my hole? Ready? Nobody wants to know that. But anyway, Princess Hannah, sounds to me like you really went all out with the washing. In fact, Big Fatty, she was probably going, when she climbed in the bed, she was going to be so excited to have clean everything that she probably soiled herself. Big Fatty Mulligan.
Hello. Hello. This is Mrs. Mary White Cottage here. Mrs. Mary White Cottage. I wish to leave a message for Mr. Big Fatty from the Big Fatty Online show. Yes. So, as I was saying, my name is Mrs. Mary White Cottage.
Yes.
I am calling from the Podcasting Listeners Association.
Oh, the P. And
I would just
LA.
Like to say that I was disgusted by some of the material that I heard on the recent episodes of Big Fatty Online.
How about
Vera? Particularly in the episodes around Easter time.
Yes.
A time that I hold dear.
Yes.
Yes. I am referring to the words of a particular Mr. Shy Yeti.
Yes,
who I presume
he's
is a
vulgar.
Friend of yours, but he sent in some quite vulgar material.
Yes,
quite
he's vulgar.
Vulgar material. There appears to be usage of the chocolate Easter eggs.
Yes,
for purposes that they were not intended
for. Correct.
No. One should not sleep inside
yes.
a chocolate egg.
No.
And nobody should be trapped inside.
No.
Or have to be eaten out.
Oh.
No. It's vulgar.
It's vulgar.
It made me go all dizzy. Yes.
Double dizzy.
I had to have a sit down.
Yes.
It's shocking. Shocking.
Shocking.
However,
yes.
I would like to say that although I was shocked by the vulgar material
yes.
in your recent episodes,
yes.
I would like a favour.
What's that?
Don't tell anyone, but
no.
I'd like to visit the special chair.
Oh,
all right. send me a direct message.
Yes.
We'll arrange it later.
Yes.
I'm shocked. Absolutely shocked.
Yes.
This is Mary White Cottage signing
yes,
off.
Yes, Mary White Cottage
so vulgar.
At vulgar.com.
The next episode will be less vulgar.
Yes.
And please do send me that direct message about the special chair, won't you?
Yes.
Thank you. Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Mary White Cottage. Y'all, I believe that may be our first lurker of Lurker Week. And Mary, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from a lurker, and I am delighted. I'm delighted that you found the Easter egg episode where They were having to eat out Uncle John. Big Fatty, I'm glad you found that vulgar. It was a repeat. But Mary White Cottage, if you would send me your e-letter address, I will be more than happy to give you the availability of the special chair. Big Fatty, how's that any different than that Easter egg? Well, it's actually Mary White Cottage. It's very, very similar. But anyway, y'all, there's our first lurker for lurker a week. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Princess Anna. I have an Ask Big Fatty question, so cue the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from the one and only Princess Anna. Princess Anna, what you got?
Okay. So Joe was over tonight and we were talking about some major serious stuff, but eventually we got to more jovial topics. And he mentioned something that I have never heard of in this capacity. And I wanted to ask you if you've ever heard of a vajankle. I will send you a photo in a email so you can have a visual aid. But it looks basically like a flesh check, but attached to a foot. I guess there's a kink for everyone. All right. Love you. Hi, Poodle.
Hi. Bye. Y'all, that, of course, is Princess Anna. And Princess Anna, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And this is an excellent question. Y'all, I'm going to post a picture of the vajankle over at the www. As part of today's post. But you also go over there and take a look at it. But Princess Hanna, in short answer, I had never heard of a vajankle. However, feet are not really my thing, so I'm going to defer the answer to this to either Granny or Durwood, because I know Granny has ankle swelling and all like that, and Durwood just never passes up. Big Fatty, you're out of time. Yeah, that's it. Y'all, by the way, that second voice letter music, y'all, that was an earlier version also where it needed to be tightened up. But y'all, in addition to those jalapeno M&Ms, y'all, I understand that they have a Thai coconut and an English toffee and a white chocolate M&M. Big Fatty! Oh dear, Cassie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, there's a chance that the Hat Arena is going to go to a physical therapy facility and see if she can get some strength back and get back on her feet. Y'all, she's not in pain, though. That's the interesting thing to me. But anyway, y'all, I don't think it'll do any good. But we're going to give it the old college try, that's for sure. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at Tastes Like Burning. And Tim and James, James and Tim, what's on your mind these days in California?
Well, the journey began with Big Fatty's huge balls.
Oh, that's right.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Oh, and what a gift they are. They're kind of like a wonderful M&M, giant
ones. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.